Our next story is about a gathering of heroes who reject that label. They are the living recipients of the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military award. Many of them are in Boston this week for the annual convention held by the Congressional Medal of Honor Society. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock is spending some time with them, and he has this report.
President Abraham Lincoln created the Medal of Honor in 1861. It's presented to a member of the military who displays gallantry at the risk of life, above and beyond the call of duty. Since the award was established during the Civil War, fewer than 3,500 medals have been awarded.
We represent the service, the sacrifice, the dedication of all the men and women that have served, are serving, and will serve.
That's Hal Fritz. He's one of 78 living Medal of Honor recipients. He's in Boston this week as president of the Medal of Honor Society.
And you can put any recipient in front of the microphone or the camera, and I'll tell you the same thing. We wear the ribbons for those that sacrificed.
The ribbons are draped around the recipient's neck when the president awards the Medal of Honor. Hal Fritz received his medal from President Richard Nixon in 1969. He was honored for his bravery during the Vietnam War. When his platoon was ambushed and he was badly wounded, he directed a counterattack that repelled the enemy.
All recipients are ordinary Americans. You know, my father wasn't Superman and my mother wasn't Wonder Woman. We came from German and Polish immigration families that came to the United States, worked hard. I came from an ordinary family, Midwest, born in Chicago, raised in Wisconsin. And every American out there, every American has that spark of heroism.
Clint Romache is from Lake City, California. As an Army Staff Sergeant, he earned his Medal of Honor during the Battle of Kamdesh in Afghanistan in 2009. His unit was ambushed, and despite his own wounds, he rallied his unit and kept fighting in a battle that lasted 12 hours.
We come from all walks of life, from small rural farms to big major cities, and it's that spark, that American spirit that's inside of every one of us to go and do something great, that one person has the potential to make a change and make a difference.
Yesterday, Black Hawk helicopters delivered Romache and other Medal of Honor recipients to schools across the state of Massachusetts. There was some irony in that for Gary Wetzel, because he earned his Medal of Honor after his chopper was shot down over Vietnam in 1968.
How was your flight?
How are you?
Lousy.
Wetzel's left arm was shattered when his chopper went down, but he manned a machine gun and fought back against the enemy. But yesterday when he spoke to students at Boston College High School, he didn't talk about that.
Well, the message to the young people is, we look at our red, white, and blue, and we understand the word freedom, but what we don't understand it. And I tell them once in a while to not only look at the flag, but look into the flag. Look into the flag and think about sacrifices, men and women, the ultimate sacrifices they have given you and I to be here today. So you know, we use the word freedom, but think about it. There's a price.
Wetzel told the students they don't have to join the military to display bravery. They can do it in their daily lives at school by doing something as simple as standing up to a bully. That was a message that resonated with senior Chris Hannigan.
Something for me, I'm going to go back to the rest of my day and really think through what I'm doing and be conscious of how I'm living and the actions I'm taking.
The Medal of Honor recipients are also talking to veterans of the country's most recent wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. Hal Fritz, the Vietnam War vet, has been active in a campaign that has featured many Medal of Honor recipients, urging men and women struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder to ask for help.
It's not cowardly to go in and seek help. You're a hero if you go in and seek help, because we want you to be able to spread that message to America that we're out there to extend a hand, and we've all experienced that trauma in combat. It's just a matter of being brave enough to stand up and say, I recognize I need the help. Thank you for extending your hand and helping me find that help.
As part of their gathering this week, the Medal of Honor recipients were honored at the Massachusetts State House. Governor Charlie Baker welcomed them and said the nation should also remember those who couldn't attend the convention. There are no living recipients of the Medal of Honor from the Iraq War, and three of the 12 Medal of Honor recipients from the war in Afghanistan were also killed during the action that earned them the medal. Clint Romache, one of the living recipients from the Afghan War, summed up what those men are not here to say.
You know, the stigma a lot of people just don't really understand a lot is they think it's to receive the medal you have to be this expert in marksmanship or aggressive in combat. And when you break it down to them and say, look, I just did a job. And it wasn't because I was doing it because I hated those men that were in front of us attacking us. I did it because I love my brothers more to the left and right. And love will overcome fear and anger any day of the week.
For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.